This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The bodies of six Israeli hostages have been recovered from Gaza. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana reports.
Israel has recovered the bodies of six hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza, the military said on Sunday, sparking protests in Jerusalem and calls for an immediate deal with Hamas to release further hostages.
They should have come back alive. They could have come back alive. We need a deal now. They need to come back alive.
The military said the six were kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, but killed not long before Israeli troops reached them, less than a mile from the tunnel from which another hostage, Kaid Farhan Al-Kadi, was rescued a few days ago. Among the group was 23-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Polin. He was one of about 250 hostages taken in Hamas's killing spree through southern Israel on October 7th that sparked the war in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana. An Israeli airstrike hit a school sheltering displaced people on Sunday, killing at least 11 Palestinians in near Gaza City, civil defense authorities said. Sledgehammers were used to try and break through concrete during the search operation to rescue those trapped in a suburb of Gaza City. The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate 640,000 children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month-old war to allow the campaign to go ahead. The World Health Organization confirmed last month that a baby was partially paralyzed by the type 2 polio virus, the first such case in the territory in 25 years. The campaign began